Bisitahin ang westernunion.co.nz para sa karagdagang impormasyon.
Magandang hapon po ngayong hapon ng Petsa 26 ng Marso, huling linggo po ngayon. Medyo masabaw-sabaw ng kaunti, medyo mahangin-hangin ng kunti at nagsashower po ngayong oras na ito actually. Sana po saan man kayo naroroon, kayong mga Pinoy, kapareho namin ay nagsasaya at laging maganda ang paningin sa daigdig. Ang akin pong mga kasama ngayong hapong ito, walang iba kung hindi, sina Ate Jo at Manang Trini.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw naming tagasbaybay ng Samutsari. Muli po kami nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Napakalalim na mga pananalita ni Tita Verge kanina. Talaga rin naman.
Tagalog ba?
Oo, Tagalog na Tagalog. Siguro yung grade mo sa Pilipino eh 95% nung ikaw ay nag-aaral.
Oo, kasi ngayong araw na ito nakakain din ako ng 95% if not 105% na Litsun Kawali, Pilipino style.
Wow! Pinapagutom mo kami ni Manay Trini. Kumusta na, Manay Trini?
Okay lang, Ate Jo, ang Tita Reg, magandang hapon. Maayong hapon ka ninyong tanan, og daghang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kadasimana nga programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini. Welcome sa Samutsari Cultural Community Radio. Every Sunday po tayo. Kada alas 4.20 hangtod alas 5.20 kada hapon sa Domingo. Makapaminaw ginyong mga amigas ug amigos or inyong mga pamilya sa atua sa online www.planetaudio.org/samutsari/player or you can call us on our station 09815-8100. Ayan,
makapamingaw man ako sa akong mga palangga.
pamingaw means missing. Paminaw is
ah, paminaw.
Paminaw pala. Is listening. Yes.
Ah, paminaw yung listening.
Yeah.
Yung may G ay missing.
Mingaw is miss yun. Yes.
Nasubrahan nga dapat, baliktad ano. Itong mga Bisoy, bakit ganyan ang salita nyo?
It's very nice. It's good try though, Tita Verge. At least you're trying, hi.
Ayan, ang programa pong ito ng Samutsari ay palaging hinahatid sa atin ng ating mga tagapagtaguyod, walang iba kung hindi ang Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. Meron po tayong mga espesyal na pamasahi, siyempre pa, hatid
yes.
sa atin ang ating tagapagtaguyod, ang Planet Earth Travel. Take it away, Ate Jo.
Ito po ang Planet Travel Special number 1. Ito po, Auckland to Asian Cities from $559 via Philippine Airlines, 76-year promo fare. Wow. Mm. Ang routing po nito, Oakland via Cairns to Asia and vice versa. Sales and ticketing will end on the 31st of March 2017. Travel period is the 1st of June to the 30th of November 2017 from 599 New Zealand dollars. Travel must be completed by midnight on the 30th of November 2017. Return economy class airfare valid for 30 days only, inclusive of fuel taxes. Oakland and Asian cities airport departure taxes. Seat subject to availability, special conditions applies. Stopover is not permitted. Baggage allowance 30 kilos and 7 kilos hand carry. Meals, entertainment are subject to airline routing. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation, regardless of travel dates. Refunds, budget economy booked in U, T, and E classes, non-refundable at all times, totally unused or partially used. Mm. Change fee, there is a fee of 350 New Zealand dollars per change, subject to availability on the same booking class. There's no show fee. There is a fee again of 150 New Zealand dollars per sector to all bookings not canceled 24 hours prior to departure. There will be no child fare. Oakland via Cairns, via Manila to Haneda, Narita, Osaka, Nagoya, Fukuoka, and vice versa from 559 New Zealand dollars. Oakland via Cairns.
Yeah.
Yes. Via Manila to Canton, Xiamen, Shanghai, Beijing, and Xinjiang, Macau, and vice versa from 559 New Zealand dollars. Oakland via Cairns, via Manila to Guam, vice versa from 569 New Zealand dollars. Oakland via Cairns, via Manila to Singapore, vice versa, from $559. New Zealand dollars po lahat yan. Oakland via Cairns, via Manila to Bangkok, and vice versa, from $559 New Zealand dollars. Oakland via Cairns, via Manila to Saigon, and vice versa, from $559 New Zealand dollars, and Oakland via Cairns via Manila to Hong Kong and vice versa, it's $579 New Zealand dollars. So tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service 0800-11-1131 or email reservations@planettravel.co.nz.
Talagang napakamurang mga pamasahe yan.
500. Lalo na yung Japan. Cities. Yung Japan cities. Oh.
Yung Narita.
Yes.
Nagoya.
I like that.
Yeah.
959.
Parang pamigay ng Philippine Airlines at ng Planet Earth Travel. Yes.
Kasi yung kanilang 76 year promo fare.
Oh, ayan. Promo fare. Oh, oh. And eto pa po, talagang hindi tumitigil si Ate Edith ng Planet Earth Travel na tayo ay bigyan ng magagandang pamasahe. Ito po naman from Auckland to USA and Canada cities at mahihimatay kayo sa presyo. Talagang napakamura. From New Zealand dollars, 889, Philippine Airlines, 75th year promo sales ticketing and marketing until end of March. Via Cairns din po ito. Travel period po naman ito ay 1 September to 30 November only, but 3 months lang, but saan pa kayo kukuha ng iba pang pamasahe na mura kung hindi dito sa Planet Earth Travel na through Philippine Airlines. Although the travel must be completed by midnight of 30 November, tama naman dahil dapat Christmas time nakauwi na kayo rito.
Yeah, tapos high season na yun.
High season na. Ito po, kung Auckland via Cairns naman, via Manila to Los Angeles and San Francisco, ganun din, New Zealand $889 and Auckland via Cairns via Manila to Honolulu ganun din $889. Mas mura pala yung Auckland via Cairns via Manila to Vancouver, $859 lang. Mura
Canada.
Pa ng $20.
Canada,
so, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Pero Vancouver lang yan. Return economy class airfare po ito. Remember, return yan, hindi one way. Return, valid for 30 days. Ibig sabihin, kung umalis kayo ng September 1, 30 days, balik kayo ng end of September.
Mm-hmm.
Or October, ganun din. November,
yeah,
ganun din.
Lang siya,
at least isang buwan. Well, kung mayroon kayong mga kaibigan doon na tutuluyan, o kamag-anak, edi talagang siyempre naman kahit paano nakita kayo ng matagal-tagal na hindi.
Mm-mm.
Na hindi kayo nagkita rather ng matagal-tagal na. Mag-uunahan pa yun dito ka sa akin ng isang gabi. Sa akin isang gabi.
Eh, pwede rin bumalik. Kasi, you know, pag balik mo dito, balik ka na naman uli. Kasi mura kaya. That's the price of
mas thing. Grabe siya man ang trini sa akin.
Bakit hindi?
Ako, yun na lang mga kamag-anak ko, ang binarat ko. Siya ba? Talaga
pwede bumalik.
Mag-splash out siya, babalik pa siya.
Kasi mas mura pa rin yan. Kung hindi naka-special, mas more than that ang airfare talaga.
Of course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. At ang baggage allowance po niyan is 30 kilos, 7 kilos hand carry, meals and entertainment, depende na sa airline route, pero ganun din po, within 24 hours of confirmation regardless of travel date, i-confirm na po ninyo ang isasagawa na po ang ticketing. Dahil po ito ay budget economy, booked in UC U classes, non-refundable po at all times. Ibig sabihin, kung hindi kayo matutuloy for some reason or another, sorry, goodbye na yung 859 or 889 ninyo. And ito na naman, ito ang nirereklamo ko, itong no-show fee. Hindi ka na nga nagpakita, hindi mo na na-forfeit mo na.
Magbabayad
ka pa ng additional $150.
Hindi na nga sila nag-serve sa iyo, ano?
Oo. Kasi naman kaya, kung hindi ninyo kakansilin within 24 hours of departure ang inyong biyahe. Dahil up to the last minute, naka-reserve sa inyo yun.
Oo.
Hindi na rin matitinda ng Philippine Airlines yun or ng Planet Earth Travel dahil naka-reserve sa inyo. So, tama lang na magbayad kayo ng 150. Mm-hmm. In fact, kahit 300 pa ang singilin sa inyo, wala kayong angal dapat dyan. I solved my own problem. Ayan. Ang travel period po nito, ganun din. 1 June to 31 August. Teka muna, akala ko ba sabi up to 30 November?
Yun ang travel period.
Oh, travel period. Mm. Ganito rin ito.
Mm. Baka travel by period. Per cities yan.
Travel to be completed by midnight. Malabo ito. Baka,
And then travel period,
I-clarify na lang.
So, i-clarify natin.
I-clarify na lang
anyhow.
When you call.
Mm. Oo, meron pang... hindi. Ito pala, from 1 June to 31 August, to be completed by 31 August, ito naman ay Auckland via Cairns via Manila via Los Angeles or San Francisco, New Zealand, $1,361. So, 1 month lang ito.
Yes.
And from Auckland via Cairns via Manila to via Vancouver, $1,331 naman. Auckland via Cairns via Manila to Honolulu, $1,361 din. And Auckland via Cairns, via Manila, via Vancouver to New York, $1,361. Ang galing. Talagang napakamurang ano nito, pamasahe.
Mura.
Ang i-verify na lang po ninyo ay kung may mga stopover dun sa, halimbawa, Auckland via Cairns. Kung mayroon kayong kaibigan or kamag-anak sa Cairns, kahit isang gabi lang.
Mm-hmm.
Lubos-lubos yun na yung biyahe at yung pamasahe. And then pagdating ng Manila, baka pwede kayo mag-stay ng one night or two bago pupunta ng Honolulu. Kanyan. Or kung namang papuntang Vancouver muna and then off to New York. So maraming stopover.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ganon. Tingnan natin. Itanong nyo po kay Ate Edith. Siya lang ang makakasagot ng mga katanungang iyan.
Yes, of course. At saka, dahil dyan, ito na po ang local news natin na hatid po sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. Retirees now face 30 years on meager income. New Zealand is finally catching up with the rest of the world and considering changing the age of eligibility for New Zealand's superannuation from 65 to 67. However, the four-year process to make this transition doesn't start for another 20 years.
In the interim, the number of pensioners is burgeoning, and life expectancy is increasing. When the old age pension was first introduced, it was intended to allow people to enjoy a few short years of rest before the end of life. That was in the days when people didn't often live past their 70s. New Zealand superannuation is set at 65% of the national average wage. That's enough to cover usual weekly expenses, but not enough to allow money to be saved to replace a car, maintain a house, or enjoy overseas holidays. While it is possible to live from week to week on a low income for a few years, increased life expectancy means that retirees now facing spending perhaps 30 years or so on meager income. Statistics shows that around 40% of pensioners rely solely on New Zealand superannuation for their retirement income, and for a further 20%, New Zealand superannuation makes up 80% of their income. The prospect of living on such a low income for a long time is a daunting one. For those pensioners who are lucky enough to have a retirement nest egg, investment returns are low. The combination of low pensions, low rates of investment return, and increased longevity means the elderly are facing an increasing probability of living in poverty in the final years of life. It is no surprise that 40% of people aged 65 to 68 and 20% of people aged 70 to 74 are still working. And that's our local news.
Mm. Well, totoo yan.
That doesn't sound good for me.
Yeah, I know. Because you're still young, you see?
Oh my gosh.
So, hindi, 4 years pa yon, matagal ka pa naman na manang 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but 20 years, it will change. In 20 years, it will finally change to 67. Kasi it will take 20 years daw ang transition.
Mm-hmm. 20 years?
Yeah, so by then, I am already retired.
Mm-hmm.
God blimey. Okay, never mind.
You're looking forward to your retirement already.
Gosh, yeah. No, that is so true though. Not enough money to go around, unfortunately. Kaya kayo, yung mga new couples, mga anak kayo, please ng mga anak para may magbabayad sa pension namin. Because you got from the taxes.
Exactly.
You get it from the taxes. If there's no more new generation, who's gonna pay for our old age?
Exactly.
No one.
Oh,
oh. Oh well, give and take yan. We did our share. Nagtrabaho tayo. And then, yung mga people who are already retired and we're still working, we pay for them.
We are paying for them.
Yes.
Yun
yeah.
nga, ang downside sa atin, kung walang pinapanganak during our time,
yes.
kung
lahat
babayad
retired,
mga,
wala nang
mga taxes natin, wala
saan
na.
Saan na ang income ngayon for superannuation?
Babawasin na yan sa sobra nating equity or whatever.
Kaya nga daw, dapat mag-KiwiSaver. Ano, wala namang garanti din ang KiwiSaver na in case yung company na
naghahandol
ng KiwiSaver mo, ikong mag-collapse.
Mag-fold over, oo.
Anong garanti ng gobyerno? Wala.
Mm-hmm. Wala rin.
So still, New Zealand super talaga is
mag, the way to mag, go. Mag-awitan muna tayo para mawala ng kunti yung pagkadismaya natin.
Oo, sige. Maghanap tayo ng magandang awitin. Mm-hmm. How about, shall we say, First Love by Hot Dog.
Ah, maganda yan. First Love, dedicated to Charles and Grace. Buen consejo. Sana nakikinig po kayo.
Yes, and kung...
lalo na ang inyong mami, si Ginang Cruz, na babalik sa New Zealand para uli mag-alaga ng apo. And hanapan ko po kayo ng asawa rito. Byuda kasi.
Iyan ba yung naiwanan mo ng phone, do you think?
Oo.
Charles, kung nandiyan ang phone ni Tita Verge.
Just in case, baka nahulog ko kasi tinatawagan ko si Grace. E binuksan niya na yung gate. Baka nahulog ko roon.
Yeah, just outside.
Outside.
Oh, no.
Yes, kung hindi, baka dun sa kalye o kung hindi sa path, paakyat sa bahay.
Umuulan pa man
din.
Yeah.
Oo.
Ayan, enjoy po kayo.
Karugtong niya pa yung power bank ko.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so you can't miss it. All right. Enjoy listening. Mm-hmm.
hanap buhay po tayo.
Sa mga kababayan po natin naman na gustong bumili ng sasakyan, saan ka pa pupunta? Of course, sa Wilson West na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, walang problema. Wheels on West can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? Wala ring problema. Wheels on West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his mobile at 021-349-318 or on his landlines at 827-7723 or 827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wilsonways.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonways.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels on West Limited, trading as Cheaper Cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn in Oakland. Wheels on West, our best price is the best price.
Yan na, kung kayo'y bibili ng sasakyan, Wheels on West. Ayan. Now, may article ako dito, Ate Jo.
Yes.
Ito is about, you know, just Filipino know-how as such.
Okay.
So, di ba may marami tayong mga expressions sa atin. Tapos, maybe we don't know where it's come from or bakit naman natin ginagamit yun. Ano? Saan kaya nang galing iyon?
So, I'll give you an example.
Yes.
Sige.
Sige. Oh, sige, sige.
Yeah,
right.
That's an expression. We don't know where it came from.
So, you know? may kinuha ako ng dalawang expression ba?
Okay.
Tulad ng mabilis pa sa alas 4.
Ah, ayan. Those are parang anong tawag doon? Hindi ko alam kung anong tawag noon eh. Mabilis pa sa alas 4 meaning
in like, a mad rush.
It says here,
meaning to leave in a mad rush.
Yes.
For example, ginagamit natin ito sa sentence, no? Nang dumating yung collector sa utang, naglaho si Andong. Mabilis pa sa alas 4. Parang
nagtago
ganyan.
Siya.
Nagtago siya, of course. Now, ito po ang origin ng expression na to. In low tone, at the foot of the Quezon Bridge, once stood the imposing insular ice plant with its thin floor chimney. It was equipped with a loud siren that was sounded off 3 times in a day to indicate the start of work at 7 a.m., lunch break at 12 noon, and dismissal of workers at 4 p.m. At the last siren, insular workers would prepare for home by heading towards the exit gates, where they fell in line to log out. There was so much anticipation for the dismissal that the workers dashed out in a rush to be at the head of the line first, faster than the 4 p.m. siren. Kaya nang galing ang mabilis pa sa alas 4. Now, nandito din, ang isa pang example is ano, noong bata pa si Isabel. Alam niyo ba kung anong ibig sabihin yan?
Sige daw.
Right, noong bata, di ba, minsan, palagi natin sinasabi, bata pa si Isabel. Yeah, noong bata pa si Isabel. Yeah, parang
this
ganyan.
This is very interesting.
I know, it's very interesting. Tapos ngayon, sabi dito, ginamit ito sa ano, no, sa sentence, for example, sabi, uso na yung sayaw na yan nung bata pa si Isabel. Now, ang ibig palang sabihin yan, a descriptor of something that has been in existence or in practice a long time ago.
So, ngayon, donkey's years.
Yeah, donkey's years. Ayan, o many moons ago, right? So, ngayon, ang origin pala nito, this expression pays tribute to Queen Isabella II of Spain, who reigned from 1843 to 1868. Noong bata pa si Isabel literally means when Isabel was but a child. Hence, when the world was younger. Queen Isabel's term was rocked with internal palace intrigues, influence peddling, and conspiracies, which ended with her
exile and abdication. Mm. Queen Isabel's profile appeared in local 1860s coins. Her bronze statue stands in only Wasang Bonifacio. Mm. Interestingly, the late national artist Alejandro Roses contends that Isabel's enemies referred to her as La Pera, or the bitch pala yun. Yeah, so La Pera. Mm-hmm. Hence, the coins that carried her profile became known as Pera.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Or Pera, a term used today for all forms of money.
Oo, sa Pilipinas.
Sa Pilipinas. Mm-hmm. Kaya tinatawag natin ang money na pera. Galing pala yan sa kanya. Uh-oh. Ayan.
But, so that was, itapon yan.
But yung pera pala, it means bitch.
La pera is the bitch. Yeah. Ah, kasi okay. Pala siya masyado.
Wala akong pera or hindi ako mapera. Hindi ako bitch. Lagi yung sinasabi yun, wala akong pera. Hindi ako bitch, ha? Pero pag sinabing marami akong pera, oo nga, bits ka nga.
So that is really interesting. So, tapos mayroon pa tayo ditong parang historical. But anyway, are we going to our news now or not yet?
Wala pa si Bulilit.
So we're sharing this. Ito naman is about history. Ito naman is facts. So, yun is expression. Facts din naman siguro yun. Ayan. So, in 1965, a nuclear bomb fell into the Philippine Sea. Still missing.
65?
1965. I was born already.
Ako hindi pa.
Ah! Oops! Papa ko pala born. Anyhow, so, on December 5th, 1965, a month after the aircraft carrier USS Ticonderoga's departure from U.S. Naval Base in Subic Bay, a broken arrow incident, that means an incident involving a nuclear weapon, occurred. Mm. Now, the attacked jet United States Navy Douglas A-4E Skyhawk, manned by American pilot Lieutenant Douglas M. Webster, accidentally fell off the carrier while being rolled from the level 2 hangar to the level 2 elevator. Unfortunately, the Skyhawk was carrying a nuclear weapon at that time, specifically the MK.43 free fall bomb, which contains at least a megaton's worth of nuclear explosive.
My goodness.
The accident happened just 80 miles from Okinawa. The pilot, as well as the aircraft and the nuclear bomb, were never recovered.
Oh. Mm.
And it's not until the 1980s that the Pentagon revealed the loss of such weapon.
20 years later.
Yeah, so can you imagine under the sea somewhere sa Philippine Sea may nuclear bomb pala dyan na nawawala?
How many megatons sinabi?
Hindi sinabi, but it is at least a megaton.
A megaton.
So I don't know how many zeros in a ton is that. Mm. God blimey. So that was interesting. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, so anytime...
Hindi pa natapon yan. Hindi pa na-discover yan.
Hindi pa na-discover talaga. So, nireveal lang ng Pentagon yan in the 1980s na nawawala. I don't know.
Walang update.
So, hopefully, hindi yun... I don't know. 1980s. Kailan ba ito na-publish? Matagal-tagal na ata ito eh.
So, ibig sabihin, dyan pa yun.
Siguro.
Pati yung mga pilot nandun pa.
Tapos ito pa.
Mga ano na yun, Ate Jo, mga uod na lang.
Wala na. University of Santo Tomas was established before calculus was invented. Do you know that? Okay. So we all know UST is old, but only few realize just how old it is. Established on April 28, 1611, by Manila's third Archbishop Monsignor Miguel de Benavides. The University of Santo Tomas predates America's Harvard University and even the calculus. In fact, both Harvard and UST were not teaching calculus during their first few years because calculus at that time wasn't invented yet. Mm. Calculus was first introduced in 1684 through Gottfried Leibniz. Nova Methodus, followed by Isaac Newton's Principia in 1687. Harvard University, on the other hand, was established in 1636, exactly 9 years before UST was elevated from college to the rank of university by Pope Innocent X.
Mm-hmm.
Sino si Pope Innocent X?
May Pope palang Innocent.
X is 10.
The 10th. Pero may...
Anyo!
May Pius Innocentes.
Yeah.
Hindi, sinabi ko lang yun. Kasi 16, Pope Innocent
Kamu. 16, goodness, ang tagal-tagal
na. Tagal-tagal
so talaga pala ang Santo Tomas is a very, very old establishment. So it must be one of the oldest.
Di ba ang calculus ay yung ganyan? Hindi. Abacus pala.
Ati Taverds, before, during my time, ang calculus, it is a subject, yeah?
Yes.
Sa mga engineering students.
Yes.
And they use an instrument called slide rule.
Yes.
But it's very, very hard na gamitin yon.
Yes.
Talagang, when I was studying at the University of St. Louis in Baguio, Baguio City, may kaibigan kasi akong mga engineering students. Ano?
Sila lang nakakaintindi.
Sila lang nakakaintindi. I really don't know how to use that as well.
Algebra itself is hard enough, yeah.
Algebra, it's okay. But ito calculus, it's iba siya.
Iba talaga.
Iba.
Oh my gosh. So yes. Ayan, wala ata tayong Bulilit News ngayon. So we're gonna go to our Philippine News.
Yes.
This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. 82% of metro residents feel safer because of war on drugs. More than 8 out of 10 Metro Manila residents feel safer because of the government's war on drugs. The National Capital Region Police Office, or the NCRPO, said, citing a Pulse Asia survey. According to a statement posted on its website, the NCRPO said Pulse Asia did a survey from December 6 to 11, 2016 in Metro Manila, and as compared to last year, I feel that it's less dangerous now in our place because of the campaign against illegal drugs. Based on the response of randomly selected respondents from all walks of life, the NCRPO said its efforts on the war on illegal drugs gained an 82% approval rating from the public. This result will serve as a driving force to continue our mission on eradicating illegal drugs and other illegal activities in the metro, said Director Oscar Albayalde, NCRPO chief. He added, we will take this accomplishment as one of our bases and guide to further improve our performance to address the security demands of the public and to further pursue our transformation program. Albayalde thanked the public and encouraged it to continue the support and cooperation to all the NCRPO undertakings. It also acknowledges the importance of the information being shared by the public, leading to arrest and neutralization of illegal drugs personalities. He pledged that all the information, reports, and complaints of public will be acted upon accordingly and promptly. The fulfillment of the service that we render to the public is the acceptance of the public of our services, as we always have emphasized that policing is not just our responsibility, but the community as well. The response they provided in this survey reflects their concerns. We will innovate and do more until we get to 100%, he added. Fulfilling a campaign promise of eradicating illegal drugs, the administration of President Rodrigo Duterte implemented nationwide an anti-drug campaign in July last year. Dubbed Oplan Tokhang, it has resulted in the surrender or arrest of over 1 million drug pushers and users. The crime rate, except for murder, that rose 50%, went down to 32%. The campaign has also been hounded by allegations of extrajudicial killings that have caught the attention of the international community. Critics like Vice President Lenny Robredo have claimed that more than 7,000 drug suspects have been summarily killed since the government launched its war on drugs. However, the police say only about 2,500 drug suspects have been killed, mostly resulting from alleged shootouts when suspects resist arrest.
An army of young drug fighters posed. In this continuing campaign against illegal drugs, Manila Mayor Joseph Erap Estrada on Friday pressed into service more than 3,000 young elementary school students who completed the anti-drug education program, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, or DARE. During the DARE joint culminating program for 3,600 grades 5 and grade 6 graduates of the 10-day program at San Andres Sports Center on Friday, Estrada said this army of young DARE fighters will be instrumental in his administration's efforts to keep the youth away from drugs. They will be our frontliners, our army of young DARE fighters who will take the lead in our drug use prevention initiatives, Estrada said after the commencement ceremonies. Through them, we will be able to reach out to more youth and train and help them in saying no to drugs, said Estrada. In his message, Estrada reiterated his call to go harder on the vast networks of organizations and personalities engaged in drug trafficking, saying the illegal drug situations in the country remains to be a serious threat. Estrada said the drug menace is overwhelming. PDEA, or the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, reported that 92.1% of barangays in Metro Manila are drug affected. Estrada said that is why we should not relax, because drugs remain to be a serious threat to our country's future. In 2015, Estrada, citing statistics from the Dangerous Drugs Board, said 1.8 million Filipinos are into illegal drugs. It was also estimated the value of the illegal drug trade in the country has reached $8.4 billion as of 2013. As early as 1994, when he was vice president, Estrada pointed out that he was already aware of the seriousness of the illegal drug situation in the country, the reason he brought DARE in Manila to keep the youth away from drugs. Even then, I knew that if the drug problem were to reach crisis proportions, everything would be put in peril, including the future of young Filipinos everywhere, said Estrada, as he addressed the grades 5 and grade 6 students and their parents during the commencement ceremonies. He said the graduation of the first batch of DARE beneficiaries marked an important day in our objective to create a completely drug-free city for the future. Drugs kill. Drugs ruin lives. Drugs will destroy the future, your future, and the future of our nation, Estrada told the DARE graduates. The 3,600 grades 5 and grade 6 students are from 12 public elementary schools in Manila. Originally from the United States, DARE is a classroom instruction program that taps active duty police officers to teach grades 5 and grade 6 students good decision-making skills to keep them away from drugs and other vices. Since 1993, when Estrada introduced the program in the country when he was vice president and head of the Presidential Anti-Crime Commission, PACC, more than 1.5 million students have undergone DARE instructions.
That's very good.
And that's our Samut Sari Philippine News.
This is always good. If you start from the education system, that should be part
of
the curriculum.
Absolutely. Kaysa kung saan-saan lang yan, malaking gastos lang, walang mangyayari.
Exactly.
Pag yan, children who graduated will own it as them,
that's
as
right,
their achievement, as their role.
See,
it will proliferate. Maganda yan.
Absolutely.
At least,
so it's really,
at least
really
maganda
good
naman yung ginawa ni Estrada instead na huweting.
Dear me. So,
initiative niya yon.
Initiative niya.
Kinopia from America.
He's established that, which is really good. You know? Kasi dapat lang. Ngayon kasi tayo parang we're just trying to, you know, make the drugs go away na through ano na ba, through the end of the gun na.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
which is
well,
really sad.
Ano talaga, maganda naman ang response nila.
Well, yes, 82%
they feel safer. 8 out of 10. Pantakin mo yun, whereas before,
halos lahat ng mga bata exposed.
That's
yes,
right.
Totoo. Mm-hmm.
And wala man lang silang weapon kung how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. Wala eh.
Yeah. Ayan.
So, tayo
mag-awitan tayo.
Musika muna.
And Kuya Jun, kung ikaw nakikinig, after this music, pwede ka nang pumasok.
Ito. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Tayo na may magsaya. Ito po si Tutoy Bibo by Bong Navarro.
Charles and Grace and your mama and your sister and brother and the little baby, magsayaw kayo.
Yes!
Thank you.
sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon. Maligayang bati po mula sa Samut Sari. Siyempre, happy listening kay Ate Lolit na walang sawang nakikinig sa atin every Sunday 4:20 to 5:20. Happy listening to you, Ate Lolit. At siyempre, sa lahat po ng mga listeners natin na nakikinig po kada linggo, yung mga tiga New Windsor at saka yung mga tiga Sandringham.
Malapit yan dito sa atin. Actually, after radio, pwede tayo makipagkape sa kanila.
invite nyo kami.
Ayan.
Siyempre naman, hindi lang yung mga tiga New Windsor, Manay Trini, at saka yung mga tiga Sandringham. Lahat na ng mga masugid nating mga taga-subaybay.
Yes,
diba?
Okay. I know. At of course, happy birthday kaninyong tanan nga ga-celebrate sa inyong mga special day or event sa inyong mga kinabuhi o sa inyong mga mahal sa buhay ba, sa pamilya. Happy birthday! And of course, special greetings sa akong umangkon nga si Brit Shine Apurado. 23 siya ngayon. Yay! Talagang inano pa, binisto pa yung edad ha. Sorry, Dai Shine. And of course, to my friend Rosita Di Melo Di Souza. And of course, to my previous neighbor back home, William Roda, happy birthday. Mary Gina. Gina, happy birthday. We missed you. Hindi ka na nag-attend sa mga meetings natin sa Mascara Group. And of course, to my batchmate, Elia Fener. And to my cousin auntie, Tita Cousin, Jamaica Cool. Ayan.
At syempre pa binabati ko ang aking pamangkin, Raymond Anthony Giovanna Pau. Who celebrated his birthday kailan lang, 25th. Happy birthday, Jovan. Kumusta sa iyong may bahay si Mary Jane at sa inyong kaisa-isang one and only little girl. Nakalimutan ko lang ang pangalan. Matanda na si Sita Virgie. Ayan, at sa inyo pong lahat dyan, lalo na sa ating mga Pinoy dito sa New Zealand, na eto, nagkakagulo ngayong araw na ito, nagkakasayahan. Kasi nagkakagulo kasi pag may kainan, may kaguluhan.
Dala na yan.
Ayan, give dala it. Na yan. Yeah. At lalo na po sa aking kaibigan, ang pamilya Charles and Grace Buenconsejo, ang kanilang mama, ang kanilang kapatid na babaeng bagong panganak, at ang kanyang asawa, at ganun din siyempre ang kanilang baby girl na pagka-cute.
Yes. And of course, thank you for always listening. Susan Shadwick, permi kang maminaw na mo. Daghan kang salamat, Dai. Walang sawang pagsuporta.
At syempre pa si Ate Lolit, tumawag pa si Ate Lolit. Walang absent sa pakikinig sa atin yan, tumatawag pa kung minsan para batiin pa tayo personal.
Yan.
Ayan. And special greetings to the 21st birthday girl, Queenie Jose. Her 21st today is to be held at Stamford Plaza. Surpresa sa kanya yan, pero siguro naman may nakapagsabi na.
Ikaw yun.
Ako yun. Kung makinig siya ng radio, I'm sure busy yun somewhere. Hindi siya makikinig. But reminder nga, nag-remind actually si Rexina, aga-agahan daw ninyo kasi may Adele pa ngayon.
Oh,
grabe ang traffic,
grabe
kahit kahapon.
Adele,
so, ayan. Para nga naman, yung Filipino time ninyo ay hindi Filipino time, kundi on time.
Yes.
7 o'clock yun. So, para naman, yung sisurpresahin natin, talagang masurpresa. Kasi baka mamaya, nandoon na siya, wala pa yung magsusurpresa.
Yes.
Tayo ang masusurpresa kung anong reaction niya.
Yeah. May magandang balita si Ate Jo. Ano
sige,
yan,
Ate Jo? Of course, makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap. Sarap-sarap na Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga Karatig Bayan. Hanapin lamang ang Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang Mabuhay Products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Barbecue, cooking on site every Thursday at Otahu Flea Market every Saturday at Otara Flea Market and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay mag-suggest sa licensed premises ng Gemen Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurowa Road, Takanini. At syempre, makakapili pa kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, preskong karneng baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at iba pa. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 2993179 or 0216759881. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng Gemen Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty cards at sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin mamili sa Gemen Foods and Butchery Limited.
Naku, natatakam-takam na naman ako, napapakain na naman ako ng barbecue na langgunisa at iba't ibang klaseng langgunisa.
Siyempre,
ni Kuya Joel.
Tita Bryce, gagamitin mo yung royalty card mo.
Siyempre.
Yan, may kunti pa tayong panahon, mm-hmm. So siguro may isi-share na naman ako na ano, na parang ano bang tawag nito sa atin? Mga Filipinos lang words
mga,
na
ano ba yung
with surprising origins.
Ayun nilalagay sa Facebook na look back or something like it.
Throwback. Yes.
Ayan.
So alam nyo bang ibig sabihin ng agua de pataranta?
Ako yan, lagi ko sinasabi, yung alak na pambano.
Hindi ko yan alam na meron palang ganyan.
Meron ng agua de pataranta. Ibig sabihin, pag nakainom ka ng alak at hindi ka naman sanay uminom, nagagaga ka or nagagago ka.
Nabubulol ka.
Nabubulol ka. So hindi lang yun, talagang tarantado ka. Either nananakit ka or,
oh, really?
Or something like it.
Oh, yeah. That's no good.
It's a happy hour na ilabas na ang agua de pataranta. So if yun pala is a euphemism for hard liquor.
Yes.
So ngayon, ang origin niyan, medicinal water sold by boticas and pharmacists in the 1920s and 30s still carried Spanish brand names. For example, Botica Boy E listed in its stock water-based remedies like agua finicada, phenol water, agua di botot, a mouth rinse.
Oh, okay.
Agua buricada, buric acid solution for the eyes. And agua de carabana, mineral water. See, I didn't even know that.
Carabana.
Yeah. A drinking man's bottle was disguised as a medicine too. Agua di pataranta. Liquor strong enough to addle his brains and put him in a confused stupor for taranta.
Kaya
naging agua di pataranta. Ay, hindi ko alam yan. That is so good.
Ano, tama yung ano yung butot? Buntot?
Yeah. How about yung 19 kupong-kupong?
Meron kupong-kupong.
That is ages ago.
Para din yung sinabi yung kaninang mini-mini moon. Sabi ko, lumabas yung pagkabisaya niya. Mini-mini moon. Kahit yung mini-mini mini mo.
Donkey years.
Donkey years. So yun daw is referring, yan ba is referred really for fashion or hindi? Kasi yung damit mo na suot mo parang sa panahon pa ng
talagang ano na,
it's old fashion.
So ang meaning po nito refers to a time so long ago that nobody remembers anymore.
so antique.
Kaya kupong is an Indonesian word that was also used in the Philippines meaning no content or empty, thus zilch or zero. As in 1900 or the 1900s. Nineteen kupong-kupong. Kaya pala ayan, lutong Macau. Alam mo ba yung expression? Ano yan, Tita Verge?
Lutong Macau, parang hilaw, parang copy, improvisation, pero hindi eksakto. Kaya nga, lutong Macau naman yan. Haphazard na pagkaluto.
Okay. So, ang ano nito, ang example nito is lahat naman ng Olympic boxing finalist puro Russian lutong Macau. Like cheating? Somehow? Or parang
no.
Sabotage?
I, hindi, para bang alam na nila kung alam sino yung mananalo.
Yeah. So, ang meaning po nito is a decision that has been rigged. Has been rigged. A prearranged victory or success. Right. So in the peacetime 30s, Macau, derived from the Macau Island off the coast of Hong Kong, was an unofficial generic term used by Manilans for a Chinese migrant, especially cooks. Their culinary creation were called Lotong Macau, cooked in Macau fashion. Macau Chinese were known for their practice of pre-arranging their ingredients well in advance, even before a dish was ordered. A trademark dish was Pancit Macau, always a bestseller along the along with Pancit Canton, which assured lasting Lotong Macau success every time it is served. Another possible explanation could be traced back to Macau's long gaming history that dates back for more than three centuries, earning the title Monte Carlo of the Orient. Ayun, kaya pala naging Lotong Macau. So game fixing.
Ang mga Pinoy na mayayaman dumadayo sa Macau para magsugal kasi nahihiya sa Pilipinas na magsugal sa high society pag sasabihan silang aba.
Hindi sa Vegas.
Kaya doon sila pupunta, nakasugal na sila, nakapanalo na, baka nakababae
ba sila? Hindi sila pumunta sa Vegas, Las Vegas.
Malayo-layo, mahal pa yun. Macau dyan lang sa bakyad.
So that's interesting facts. Hindi ko alam yan. Ayan, Lotong Macau. So ngayon, I think it's meaning that the outcome of the game, even before it is played, is already known. So, kaya naging Lotong Macau.
That's right.
Ayan. Ayun po ang isi-share namin sa inyo.
Ayan. Talaga pong malapit na in fact kulang ng panahon para magpasalamat sa inyong lahat sa pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samutsari. And ganun din po sa pagtaguyod sa amin ng aming mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, JM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand, at iba pang mga sponsors. Sa ngalan po ng aming mga bulilit, ito po si Tita Birds ang kupugay sa inyong lahat, kay Kuya Jun at sa aming pang iba pang mga kasama dito.
At ito naman po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Manamilit na pod kami kaninyong tanan ug sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, always help other with your heart and expect nothing in return so you do not get disappointed. Bye for now and until next week, ingat po kayong lahat.
Totoo yan.
Ang tunay mayroong mga sama at maganda. Wala namang perfecto, basta magpakatotoo. Oh. Kapayat, pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa